Hi, Hags. Welcome to Young Hag on WCHC 88.1 FM, Worcester's only alternative source. I've got quite the lineup for you today. I don't really know how this playlist was made. I was just kind of there while I was making it. Well, let's just get started, and I'll let you go on the emotional journey that I'm trying to take you on. So to start off, we have Milk by Sweet Trip. That was Milk by Sweet Trip. Lovely song, I think. Up next, actually, you know what? I'm going to take another second with Milk. Just, I heard it for the first time the other day. Maybe it was a Discover Weekly find. Maybe it was in the most recent Friends playlist, Friends 20. Thank you, Elaine, for putting that together. I don't know, but I really like it. And up next, sorry, Hags, Wednesdays are my long day, as we know. So if I short circuit, I apologize. Up next, we have Knives Out by Radiohead. Was Knives Out by Radiohead. I wish I had clever things to entertain you with today, but I'm coming up short. I'll think really hard about something clever to say during this next song, which is Elephant by Boa. Elephant by Boa, and I still don't have anything clever to say. But we're beginning our turn, our sharp turn in this playlist, so we can all experience that together. How about that? So right now we have Uncle Albert / Admiral Halsey - medley. I don't know why they format like that. By Paul and Linda McCartney.
We're so sorry, Uncle Albert. We're so sorry if we caused you any pain. We're so sorry, Uncle Albert. But there's no one left at home, and I believe I'm gonna wait.
You've caught me looking at the Kimball menu for tonight. Such tasty treats such as kale blend coleslaw, Cajun fish tacos, honey glazed dill carrots. We'll see about that. As always, it's a great night to be a vegetarian at good old Kimball Dining Hall. They've been putting, for all my non-Holy Cross people, the dining hall has recently been putting up these random pictures, I think to help with soundproofing or sound installation, but they don't have frames, and it's a very old building. So they just, it looks like hanging a child's pictures on the fridge, but like without any of the cute kitsch. Also, the highlight of it is the picture above the salad bar, which is a picture in black and white of Kimball Hall illuminated in the darkness with a big beam of light going up from behind it. And it looks like the entire building is about to be abducted by aliens. And also, all the pictures are from like pre-1972, so there's no women in them unless they're the ones serving the food. So that's like really great. While I'm here, up next, we have a little Kate Bush, Oh, to Be in Love.
As the light hits you, as you shift along the floor, I find it hard to place my face. I come to be here anyway. It's terribly vague what's gone before. I could have been anyone.
You could have been anyone's dream.
Why did you have to choose a moment? Why did everything they say seems to sound blue. Slipping into tomorrow too quick. Yesterday always too good to forget. Stop the swing of the pendulum. Let it through.
Oh, 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 to be in love.
And never get out again.
Oh, 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 to be in love.
And never get out again.
Oh, 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 to be in love.
And never get out again.
The impact of a meal goes well beyond feeding our bodies, because feeling full can sound like this.
How did the interview go?
I did it! I got the job! I can't believe it!
And like this.
Mom! I got first place at the science fair with my volcano project!
That's amazing, sweetie. Congratulations!
Because when people are fed, futures are nourished, and everyone deserves to live a full life. Join the movement to end hunger at feedingamerica.org/act now. Brought to you by Feeding America and the Ad Council.
Okay, I've come up with witty things to say. Not witty so much as just like observational comedy. We'll see if the comedy comes as I ramble. I'm seeing Earl Grey flavors pop up frequently everywhere. And I'm not mad, per se, as it's one of my favorite flavors of tea. I'm just a little perplexed, perhaps. I'd like to see some variety. Like, I've been seeing Earl Grey cookies, and I don't want to bite into something that is just gonna be tea. You know, like it's like I get the appeal of a lavender latte, but I don't want to bite into a cookie that's just lavender flavored as a little embellishment. Of course. Why, of course. But if I were to bite into a cookie that's just a flower, and tea is technically just a flower or a plant, I wouldn't enjoy that, I don't think. Not unless you added a little extra something something to it. Just some food or some tea for thought. I had to share that with you all. I apologize. Okay, up next, we've got the moment that we've all been waiting for. This is Chapel Rowan's new song, She Got Me. I'm following the trends. I'm a sheeple once again. This is Good Luck, Babe. I'll talk about it more in a minute. But first, give it a listen, and then we can discuss.
It's cool. You can say that we are nothing, but you know the truth. And guess I'm the fool with your arms out like an angel through the cars.
That was Good Luck, Babe by Chapel Rowan. Like I said, she got me with this one. I've been saying this to like everyone I've talked to about this song, but I didn't really like her first album because, I mean, maybe I haven't given it a fair shot. But I just, I don't know. It just didn't speak to me. And that's okay. If you like it, that's okay. This is not a moral issue. A friend of mine was a little insulted that I didn't like it. And I'm like, what does it have to do with you? But this song, I really like. I really like the sound. I really like the lyrics. I really like the themes that she's exploring here. Yeah, she got me, I fear. And the bridge, like the instrumentals during the bridge, gave me art pop a little bit. Just a little bit. Not the entire song, but it's okay. It's okay to have aspects, and that's why I've included her in the art pop section of this show today. So, chugging right along in that aspect, we have some St. Vincent coming up. This is Surgeon.
Summer on my back, a mother attack, staying just to get along, get along, get along. Turn off the TV, wait in bed, a blue and a red, a little something to get along, get along, get along, get along, get along, get along. Best friend is searching, can't cut me open. Best friend is searching. Come cut me open.
That was Surgeon by Saint Vincent, because of course it was. Who else would write that? I mean that the instrumentals at the end. That sounded so mean. I love you, Saint Vincent. I love you, Annie. Okay, keeping with the same theme. We'll switch it up momentarily. I promise you, Hags. I'll say 1.5 more art pop songs, because the song following this one may be disputed, but whatever. So for now, we have Pretty Impossible by Caroline Polachek.
Time's running out in it. Pity the mayflies in the swimming pool at dawn. Down in the deep end, I can't be left alone. Sweet Eliza's on the court. Potential is the drug they never knew, you never tried. But you see it in my eyes.
Was Pretty Impossible by Caroline Polachek. 8. How many letters in Caroline? I've been foreshadowing this song just because it's an acquired taste, I think, but I think that it serves as a nice transitional piece from where we're going. I don't know if I had that sequence of verbs quite right. But this is a song that's very near and dear to my heart. This is Chili Down from the film Labyrinth, performed by the Fire Puppets. and I think maybe written by David Bowie. Let's listen in and I'll do some research. This is Chili Down.
You took the first step and quit smoking, but even former smokers may still be at risk for lung cancer. That's why SaveByTheScan.org wants you to know about a new low-dose CT scan that can detect lung cancer early. It takes only 60 seconds and could save your life. You took the first step, now take the next. Visit SaveByTheScan.org for a simple quiz to see if you're eligible and talk to your doctor about screening. SaveByTheScan.org is brought to you by the American Lung Association's Lung Force Initiative and the Ad Council.
You just heard Chili Down from Labyrinth. I said I was going to look up who wrote it. It was definitely performed by all the puppeteers, though. Bowie recorded a demo version, fun fact. I'll have to look for that, which implies that he wrote it, which would also make sense. What a song, am I right? What a movie. Apparently there's a sequel manga where the Fieries reappear. Also some really great feats of puppeteering in that scene. There you have it. So up next, making another left turn, we've got After Dark by La Tigra. Was After Dark by La Tigra. I remember how this started with Radiohead. Anyway, up next we have I Liked You Best by Remember Sports.
Take a breath.
I'd like to inform you all that I have received an ad for London Fog Milano cookies since I last complained about the prevalence of Earl Grey. Ingredients Instagram needs to put to bed. Gochujang. Chickpeas and everything. Earl Grey. Various gourds. I've been seeing a lot of gourds, even coming out of fall. Like, we got them, put them away at some point. Okay, last switch up. We've got two little Surf Rocky songs for you. The first one is Karen by Surfer Blood. Okay, I'm still thinking about this, so I made a list of more ingredients that Instagram needs to put away. Halloumi, hot honey, tahini, white beans / butter beans, which are just lima beans. When did they become butter beans? Matcha and frying cheese, but trying to make it look like it's healthy. Sorry, I needed to get that out. I clearly have some pent-up issues. And I like all of these things. Oh, Tess, these ingredients have been around for ages in various cultures. I know that. Does Instagram know that? It's been a lovely time with all of you, Hex. For one more Surf Rocky jam, I've got the Beach Boys, classic, with Fun, 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 classic. So I hope you all have a lovely week, Hags. Don't get your T-Birds taken away. And I will see you next week on WCHC 88.1 FM, Worcester's only alternative source for Young Hag.
Got all about the library, like she told her old man. you can come